Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And yes, let's get started on Dailies Today for Tuesday, 2nd day of February 2021. You can watch the show on Facebook and on YouTube right now. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. You can watch us live, myself and Jimmy in the studio. Let's start with a punch this morning. Adamu remains in office as Buhari delays appointment of new IG. That's from the punch.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to when you see a lot of corporate input into how we are governed. Mm-hmm. The way my mind works is, as I'm appointing an IG that I know is going to retire in 2 years' time, I'm picking two people, sending them for training, mm-hmm. and before the end of the tenure of the next one, I've already made up my mind who is going to take over and I start the process. These things, I must repeat, are untidy. They are a very untidy way of handling things, and it heightens tension. A man in an acting capacity doesn't have the same confidence. A man is due to have retired on Monday. Mm. From now on, he's going to be inclined to be doing things in a one-stop, with a one-stop attitude. Mm. And that's the best way I can put it. So we need to review the way we handle this. Look, 2+ years into the tenure of this government, you're still appointing ambassadors and so on and so forth. God bless the late Awolowo. He had this document with him that had he been president, I can assure you, immediately after swearing in, he'd go straight to his office and release all these things. Mm. We need good corporate governance. And that is one of the things, the little things that we can do that are so simple to do, we do in such an untidy and haphazard manner. What do we have here now? He says that, the president returns to Abuja on Tuesday. He should be on his desk by Wednesday. I don't know when he will do this. This is Garba Shehu. One thing I can assure is that in places sensitive like that, there is no vacuum that will subsist. There's a vacuum already. Mm. Because if the man's tenure has ended and is now there, supposedly, quote and unquote, in an acting capacity, that's a vacuum. Okay, which could have been avoided. And the other story here on the Inspector General also talks and says the FG will not appoint the police IG based on ethnicity. I agree completely. But however, ethnicity should be taken into consideration when you're making appointments across the board, because that's the kind of people we are. And I'm beginning to think that we should have no apologies, because it's becoming apparent that it's the same all over the world. Look at the balancing act that Biden is doing in America to bring about peace. Mm. It shows you that we can't throw these things away. Garbashu says that the language that is being used is that there should be an Igbo service chief. That language is being used, according to the way he has constructed his sentence, is being used simply because you have not done the needful from the onset. Nobody will be saying that it should be the IG should be an Igbo man had it been that you had done the proper thing, but you didn't. Hmm. And he says that if you are going to appoint a service chief from every ethnic group, no, we have not said we should appoint from every ethnic group. We said that you should be sensitive about the zones. And so people shouldn't twist the narrative.
Garba Shehu shouldn't twist the narrative.
It shouldn't, well.
Because I'm not sure that anybody said service chiefs to be appointed from all tribes.
No, that's not the issue.
Nobody has said that.
The sensitivity of the issue. And he says if that was, and it, you know, he simplifies it. He trivializes the argument. And he says that they appointed two from the south and two from the north. Oh, so you knew you wanted to do a balancing act and you didn't think of the zones. Mm. I think that, and he says, this is what he said. He said, I haven't spoken with the president, but if I read his mind correctly, the president would rather have an inspector general who will make you and I safer. So are you saying that none of the AIGs or DIGs could be an IG to make us safer? Mm. When you do get to that level, I'm sure that you must know your onions. Anyway, that's where we are now. What we have now, in principle, is an acting IG. We could jolly well have been avoided had we done the needful earlier enough. Hmm.
Indeed. Now, is it necessary? Because I don't know what the law, you know, says about this. Even if you're going to have an acting IG, is it necessary for the National Assembly to approve of that? Before, because right now we don't know anything. Nobody has been announced as acting IG in court.
Yes, the man is just in his office. I'm sure he's not too sure whether to wear his uniform and head to the office this morning.
Yeah, I know that.
We can't continue to run our country on speculations.
Right.
And now what is going to happen is a lot of us run.
Just a huge ball of uncertainty.
Yes, now we have to pick our phones and phone GT Ogunye, phone Zekome, phone Falano, phone what is legal scouting.
Well, something we that we're not supposed to be doing.
Yes. At the time you are appointing, we need. Look, listen, Sheriff, sorry. We do need some level of corporate competence.
Something that's just simply avoidable. This shouldn't be happening.
It shouldn't be happening.
You know that he was going to retire. Your people knew he was going to retire.
Exactly.
Everybody knew he was going to retire.
I worked in Unilever. I worked in Lever Brothers. It was Lever Brothers then.
Yeah.
Then the Unilever Group. The moment a chairman is appointed, the next chairman in line is virtually known to those who should know.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to go for courses. He begins to go for this. He begins to go. And 6 months before his time expires, you can see the handover taking place quietly. Why can't we run our country like that?
So here is the thing. I worked in the civil service. The moment somebody is appointed as the ED,
yes,
we already knew how many years he had.
Yes, now
to his retirement.
Yes,
so it was a public knowledge.
Unless he changes his age again.
Well, unless that, you know, because like, yes, unless that,
there's a country of possibilities.
Exactly, unless that, we also knew people standing in line to succeed him. These things are not that difficult as they're making it seem.
Put a call through to any of the MDs.
Why should we have
any of the MDs of your banks? They have a fair idea which of the EDs is going, because there's a statutory requirement. You know, I think it's 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So they already have a fair idea. Do you get what I'm saying? Put a call through to Herbert Wigwe, and he can tell you who his successor will be. See when I handed over to, you know, it was seamless. The same thing for GTB. You know, it happens. Why we can't run our government and our affairs in such a corporate manner is what I can't understand. And I'm looking forward to the day when Nigeria will have what you call a chief executive.
You know what I think? I honestly do think that there is this thing about lack of regard for the people, lack of concern for what anybody thinks. This is why I do my thing. This is how I'm going to do my thing. Y'all can just go and take a back seat.
I don't think so.
But here's the thing. If that's not the case, we should have at least have somebody that will be waiting in line to act, even if we're going to have a substantive IGP.
Sheriff, you cannot give what you don't have. It's as simple.
Is it too much to have somebody acting?
I said you
Is that too much?
No, you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you don't have. For as long as we are ready to have a president, I'm not talking about this president, I'm talking in general terms.
Yeah.
For as long as we're ready to have a president who cannot be chairman or managing director of UAC or any of these bodies. Then governance has gone beyond politics. For governance, you need, that's why in some countries they have what you call a prime minister, so that it's the chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to develop that model. So we have a president up there with all his paraphernalia of office and his political power. Mm-hmm. Then we now have a chief executive to run the system. But you cannot give what you don't have. If you don't have the know-how, you can't give. It's like I'm telling me to go and address a seminar on COVID-19 or a seminar on AIDS. I'm not a doctor. Or on sickle cell or whatever. You cannot give what you don't have. And we have lowered the bar of governance to the very bottom.
Yes, we have.
As simple as that.
We have. Let's move on. Let's leave the punch. We'll come to the punch later. Let's go pick up the Vanguard. Page 9 of the Vanguard. COVID-19, everyone must be vaccinated to defeat pandemic. That's the federal government speaking there.
Now, isn't this at some variance with the position of the Lagos State Government?
Mm.
You see that between the two of them, they need to tidy it up.
Right.
I hope Governor Sanwo-Olu sees this. This is a noble objective, but of course it will not be met.
Exactly. We're still struggling
to
it's almost like they heard what you said the last time we talked about the Lagos State Governor.
Yeah, they heard it. You know, we're still struggling to bring in 100,000.
Hmm.
Now the rates are going down in the UK.
Yeah.
There's a mass vaccine. In fact, the UK now is thinking of door-to-door vaccination. One. Two. It looks as if they are now almost in excess of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thinking of, at the end of the exercise, to give some of them away.
Mm.
That is what our own people will be waiting for.
Mm.
The ones that fall off the table.
Yeah.
We'll go pick them up and bring them
out.
The handouts. Same problem we had with the issue of the services is what we're having here.
Mm.
You can see the COVID handling of the COVID issue is going back and forth, threats today. You'll be on lockdown. No, you won't be on lockdown. You can see there is no focus.
We keep dragging as usual.
Again, you cannot. You see, we have a capacity problem in public service. And this stems from the rot that happened in the universities from way back. A lot of people with PhDs, ask them a simple question. They can't answer. Do you know why?
Why?
We have this racket in academics where right from bachelors up to masters to PhD, you have people who assist in writing projects, in doing this and that. And it's down the line. The universities about 20 years ago started having this problem. Those who were in the universities 20 years ago now are almost at director level. So the truth is you have a capacity problem. Because even if it were just corruption, you're thinking of how much you will make. You'll be able to, quote and unquote, as they say, tidy up. But there's a capacity problem. We fail to acknowledge it. Because when you see some people speak in public service, you ask yourself, oh my God, what, you understand? And I don't think you'd need to go too far to look for an example. It's a problem we have to face. I'm beginning to admit to myself the kind of country I'm living in. And therefore, I have less of a headache. My expectations are at the very lowest. Yes, very lowest. And that has been seen.
Okay, we're going to drop the Vanguard. Let's pick up the punch. Here we go with this one. Lagos community laments hoodlums' reign of terror. That's here on page 5 of the punch.
Yes, Mr. Odumosu has a very big problem, and I don't envy him. The same applies to the chief executive of the state, the governor.
Mm.
What are we going to do about these various cult groups that are surfacing? It is becoming a cancer in society. I honestly don't know the full answer because I'm not a trained security person. But we definitely must do something about the mindset of our kids that makes them want to run to all kinds of cult groups in various areas. You know?
Yeah.
To be fair to him and to be fair to the government, it had been in existence. I lived in Fade EU at some point in my life. And I remember one day, there was an uproar in the neighborhood in that Shiro area.
Okay.
What happened was that over a fight of jerry can of petrol, whatever, then the boys went over to Mushin and came back with a human head on a stick.
At
3 a.m., yes. So it's about almost 20 years ago there, about the human, and they were feeling, no, about 12 years, and they were feeling happy with themselves. We've had these things, but the cult groups have now, in those days it was gangs. Now we have cult groups. Okay, and it increasingly is becoming a very big menace where people now take more confidence in cult groups.
There's actually hardly a day that you will look at the papers, you won't find any cult story there.
Yes.
In any paper, you find one.
And it is disturbing. You know, what you have is disturbing. I even think it's beyond asking Mr. Odumosu. I think it's a societal problem. And all of us must put hands together to make sure that, you know, we put a stop to this. It's growing in leaps and bounds.
Okay.
Now it's going to, you even have calls for young teenagers.
Yes, actually.
So it's growing in leaps and bounds. And look at the newspapers every day. It's all crime. By the way, there's this story here. Let me quickly read it. Police summon Ogun hotelier over CCTV cameras.
That story.
Uncovered in rooms.
Yes.
Yes. And at the hotel is Pavilion Hotel in Ayepe. They discovered the cameras in the air conditioner.
Yes.
I've been warning two.
What? So,
2 years
ago, Mike.
Somebody said I'm now going to be called Jimmy Jesus. You must put prophet, add prophet to it. You know when I say I'm a man of God, somebody said, Uncle Jimmy, you're a prophet. I'd warned over 2 years ago.
Who are these people?
Let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what the racket
what?
Is. One, make sure that anywhere you go in public, including public toilets, you look around and see if you can get any sense of a camera. Do you know what they do?
What's that?
They get these things recorded and upload them to porn sites.
What?
And get paid for it in hard currency. Yes. So even in the best of hotels, if you have a mischievous staff, mischievous even cleaning staff, he can put an innocent-looking clock in your room. He can put an innocent-looking pen. So, okay, this is the pen you use to fill the form. He can drop it in your room. It could be anything under the sun, could be a camera. And so what they do is, at the end of the day, is they upload it to porn, and it's the biggest industry now. Money-making industry. And they get good money, hard currency. In this case that it was in the air conditioner, I'm sure the owner of that hotel might have something to do with it, because for it to have been in the air conditioning.
In almost all the rooms.
Not almost all.
Well fitted in the AC.
Have you ever been to Pavilion Hotel in recent times, can I ask you, Mr.
No,
Sheriff?
I haven't.
Are you sure?
I haven't even been to Ogun State in recent times.
Okay.
Are you sure sorry. I was in Ogun State some days ago. No, some weeks ago.
My advice. In all honesty, the world, no, it's not peculiar to Nigeria.
Yeah.
The world we live in now, you must be extremely careful, extremely careful.
This is very scary. Someone needs to answer for this, because this is massive invasion of people's privacy.
Even young boys do it to their girlfriends.
Yeah.
They film it in such a way that their faces don't show the face of the girl it shows. A lot of the big mamas who mess around with these toy boys, that's what happens to them eventually.
Mm.
So everybody needs to be very careful. And a lot of big boys too who mess around with toy girls, the same thing happens. Mm. That innocent handbag that you're looking at, you know, you never know what's in it.
Mm.
So you better be careful. Say, well,
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Vanguard. Page 11 of the Vanguard is here. And this gentleman has been trending since yesterday. I checked my Twitter trend this morning and it was still trending on number one. See, it's still number one here on Twitter today. Sunday Bowl storms Ogun to flush out killer herdsmen. It's on page 11 of the Vanguard newspaper.
You know, at face value, this sounds and looks quite noble, but it's a dangerous precedent.
It is.
Both for him and for the Yoruba race, and in this case for Ogun. Let me first of all start with him. Question to ask him, what is the legal authority in which you're storming these headsmen and so on? I'm not taking away from the sentiment, because the government has been completely lacking.
Okay.
So under what legal cover are you doing this? The question to ask Sunday Boho is, in this process, if there is any loss of life, for example, what does he think the law would do? Two, he should have learned from history that at the height of all this,
right,
he would seem to have a lot of support. But when the chips are down, I keep saying, when the chips are down, then the Ogun State government, they refuted that.
They said,
but how could you have in your state somebody coming with such a large crowd is going to go and flush out self-help, and you seem completely unworried about it? Of course you invited him, which is no problem. If you invite him to come and do this, then give him legal cover. Make him the head of your Amotekun or whatever it is, and so that you give him some legal cover, because look, both sides, all of us need to be careful that in trying to snuff out one problem,
right,
we don't create another one.
This is a problem brewing. This is a problem brewing,
and is a dangerous one at that. Unfortunately, our people are very, very sentimental and emotional.
No, this is totally wrong. This is totally every shade of wrong.
So we need to be careful. And then the press is also complicit in what might eventually happen. Mm. And Igboho needs to be very careful. They keep hailing him on. The knowledgeable ones amongst them know that what he's doing is dangerous, both for him and for the society. Mm-hmm. But look at the kind of headlines. He storms Ogun to flush out killer headsmen. He makes front pages. He's a hero of some sort. Remember the guy who did this some years back and ended up in front of the High Court in the Assizes?
Mm, mm, mm.
And I will never forget what fella Nicola Kokuti told me.
Mm.
I asked him, when you were being sentenced to jail, what did you think? He said, He said he thought the whole place would scatter with all the support that he had. He said, even the people in his own household, those who emotionally put up a black power sign with their right hand, use their left palm to cover it so that other people will not see it.
Hmm.
A word is enough for the wise.
Hmm.
I leave it at that.
Yes, let's leave it at that for now. Disregarding safety protocols in spite of COVID-19 spike. These are comments on page 18 of the Vanguard.
Yes, it's just another editorial reminding us about safety protocols. In fact, if you still believe that COVID doesn't exist, good luck to you.
Mm.
Jolly good luck. And if you still believe, like one person wrote, that it is a conspiracy, then the whole world has conspired against you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. But it's just a wake-up call. And they say that daily the streets and markets are thronged by crowds that exhibit nonchalance. I was at Olumegbon Street in Sulere on Sunday to see my uncle.
Okay.
They were having one party somewhere on the side. Ankara galore. No face mask, nothing. They were having fun. In total disregard for the current crisis that we are in. Where that confidence comes from, I don't understand.
I have no idea, actually.
I honestly don't understand.
I have no idea.
Just this morning, Baba Magbo.
Baba Adi Shagbo, sir.
At least level.
Shasara.
Shasara.
Shogbo no
Agbo was always be hot. I live in fear because this year so far, I think the last time I said 10, by the time you had one or two more that I heard, I've gotten about 13 to 15 very close contacts that I've died this year alone.
It's terrible.
And today's the 2nd of February.
It's terrible. It's really terrible. Let's take one more story. We're going to stay on the front page of The Nation with this one. Buhari leads tribute for ex-minister Tony Momo. Journalist, administrator, politician, dies at 81.
Yeah, you know, Tony Momo was the one-time oga of mine in the Daily Times. And I think he's an accomplished journalist. His tenure as a minister, though, was called to question by certain people, especially with that tedious letters to my countrymen that he wrote during the Babangida era. But he was a good fellow, he was the one who first alerted me to the fact that a renowned and first-class journalist might not necessarily make a good administrator, because the jobs at that time were at variance. But aside from that, well-respected man, is going to be missed by the profession. And even as I wonder, Babangida Buhari says that he's going to miss him, and he died at the age of 81. It's clarified. May his soul rest in perfect peace.
Okay, so we're going to sneak in this one from The Nation, page 27 of The Nation. Corona scam, a dangerous Nigerian narrative.
Yes, I recommend that you try. It's written by a gentleman called Nadube Jonathan Ejiogu, he's trying to alert our people again to the dangers of coronavirus. And for those who say corona scam, he says it is a dangerous Nigerian narrative.
Indeed. Let's take this one comment from Facebook. This person, Monday Chukuma, says, good morning, guys. What is enough for the wise? The world technology is advanced and camera can be installed. Not for security purposes, but for the level of IT has brought it to making money avenue for some persons in order to achieve their evil plans against each other, rather. And he says there is God, or he's talking about the spy cameras. Funny. Let's take one more before we go. Just one more from YouTube, because we have loads and tons of YouTube comments that I hear already. Lekan Drogba on YouTube says, Uncle Jimmy, they recruit these cultists from secondary schools. You'll be amazed at the amount of secondary school boys that are cult members.
Even primary schools.
Hmm.
There were some little urchins, you know, even primary schools. And that says a lot, you know, about our educational, whatever, about our values, what our children are copying, how insecure they are.
Right.
Because some of them joined this course for security. I'm sure, you know. Mm. There was a video that went viral one time. They were attacked somewhere on Lagos Island. They came out, young boys with cutlasses and axes and all kinds of things. And you say to yourself, what is going on through the minds of these young ones?
Mm.
Who do you want to machete to death or axe to death? We have a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do. Jimmy, we must go now so we can air our address. Thank you so much for coming around.
Okay.
All right. So, Lagos, we're done on the show today. Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. Bye for now.